It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
More than 20 years after former President Bill Clinton's flipping pancake scandal with then-intern Monica Lewinsky became national news, FX is getting ready to revisit the drama for the third season of American Crime Story.
Ooh, that'll be interesting.
Right? Sarah Paulson will play whistleblower Linda Tripp. Annalee Ashford will play accuser Paula Jones. And Beanie Feldstein will play Lewinsky. The real Lewinsky will serve as a producer on the series, while Paulson, Ryan Murphy, Nina Jacobson, Brad Simpson, Brad Folchuk, Larry Karasuski, and Scott Alexander have signed on as executive producers.
I wish my name was like Joe Bitch. And let's clarify, it is a special kiss, not flipping pancakes. What happened?
Right.
They didn't go all the way.
It's flipping pancake scandal. So, you know, that falls in the lines of different kinds.
Because I didn't hear they did the full thing.
Right. So FX's CEO said impeachment American Crime Story will explore the overlooked dimensions of the women who found themselves caught up in the scandal and political war that casts a long shadow over the Clinton presidency. So it goes into production in February and premieres on FX Sunday, September 28th, 2020. So we got a while. And it'll be aired at 10 o'clock p.m. I will definitely be tuning into that.
Past my bedtime.
Nicki Minaj posted a poll asking women if they should be the weight their partner prefers. She then followed up the question by asking if there's a double standard in asking men to hit the gym and bulk up. After a Twitter user questioned her motives in these questions, Nicki lashed out and told her to suck a...
saxophone.
She tweeted, "Girl, I have the number one show on Apple Music. I can and will ask whatever the blank I want to open a discussion on my next show. You hoes be way too press at everything I do and say. Go get you a long, thick, and, you know, just take
no,
that."
No, I don't. What did she say? What was that?
Go get you a long...
All right, I get you.
Meek Mill has to wait a few more weeks to find out if his 2008 gun conviction gets tossed out or if he gets a new trial. This time it will be in front of a new judge, which is a good thing for Meek. Judge Leon Tucker is replacing the controversial judge Janice Brinkley for Meek's potential retrial. Brinkley is a judge that most people believe had it out for Meek and the reason he ended up back in prison in late 2017. It's highly unlikely the prosecutors will rifle the case and retry Meek. The main witness in the 08 case turned out to be a dirty cop, and a retrial over a decade later would mean the memories of other witnesses would be less reliable as well. That is the garbage.
Liv the Web Girl, thank you so much for the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.